Everything works now.
Yay.
All right, great. All right. Okay. Welcome to season two of Goalless Discussions.
We're back.
I introduced to you Tyler Speck.
Hey, hey.
Brian Wu.
How's it going?
Who I called Brandon by mistake.
How dare you?
Ashley Williamson is not here. She's a poor sport. No, I'm just kidding. She just couldn't be here today. Shout out to Ashley. Hey, hey. All right. So, it has been several months, and some of you have given us really good feedback about the podcast. We really appreciate that. As always, you can reach us at goalessdiscussions@gmail.com. And can you find us on Twitter yet?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
I don't think I could find us on Instagram either.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wait, isn't our Twitter?
You forgot the login? Or
no, I don't think we ever made one.
Also, was I supposed to set it up?
I thought you made one.
Oh.
You didn't make one?
No.
Didn't you share? Oh, is it just the Facebook one?
Was I supposed to make one?
I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah. Our Twitter got locked out,
yeah,
too.
No, yeah. I locked out Twitter because I said we were, like, too young.
Okay, so we are not on... We are not on social media.
Okay, so we are not on social media, but you can email us. And if you would like to be our social media coordinator, then you can
apply
email us.
@goalsdiscussions@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can apply. So we're going to start. We've got a great show today and for the following episodes. This is a great season, too. So we realize we can't get together as often as we'd like to. So we're going to basically go by seasons. And then we're just going to try to have a whole bunch of episodes here for you coming. All right. I think we should just, I kind of want to start with mailbag and respond to stuff we got last season.
Yeah. Okay.
And so what we've done this time is we don't know what anyone's written. We're just going to have Tyler read it to us. And then we're going to respond in real time to these wonderful, wonderfully written comments from you, listener.
Yes. All right, first email is from...
Oh, wait.
No?
Cut.
Hold on.
Our first email is from a faithful listener. This person is responding to the Game of Thrones episode, which season one, to recap, did we land on whether it's a sin or not? Or did we say it's kind of...
I think someone said probably.
Yeah, I think we all agree that okay. Like, most likely.
That like
so,
it's not a good idea.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Okay. So, this faithful listener said, I enjoyed the episode and thought you guys made some good...
Wait. We said, though, if, like, maybe if the sexual content doesn't trouble you that much, like, it could be fine.
Yeah. We were just saying that for
most people,
if not all, that's probably not...
So, basically, if your conscience permits.
Yes. But not quite.
Okay.
Okay.
So, this faithful listener said, I enjoyed the episode and thought you guys made some good observations. That said, I think my question is... If Game of Thrones is up to the individual to decide if it is okay, but not inherently sinful, what would be? So if, for example, a new amazing show called came out called Game of Thrones 2, but ramped up violence...
Come on, a little more creative? Game of Thrones 2? Couldn't you make, like, Endeavor of Fancy Chairs? Like, I don't know. Just...
All right.
Okay.
Let's call it... Endeavor of Fancy Chairs came out, ramped up the violence, the nudity, and the racism to the next level so that it's the most...
Wait, is Game of Thrones racist?
Can I mean,
I'm sure there's
email?
No black people. Sorry, go ahead.
It ramped up the violence, nudity, and racism to the next level so that it's the most blank show on TV, yet it is the most popular show in U.S. history. Is it sinful to watch that? So basically, can you just keep ramping up all these things, and as long as you don't feel like it's a sin, then it's fine. Sincerely, a faithful listener.
I don't know. That's a tough
good
one.
Good question.
Because like, I feel like I want to answer, oh yeah, that's fine, because based off our like previous episode, we think it's per your conscience, right? Mm. But like, I feel weird saying that it's okay.
Wait, is Game of Thrones racist?
If it was, I don't know if it is.
Oh, so he's just saying, for example, if there was a racist
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
See, that's why you can't call it Game of Thrones 2, man. All right, so...
Endeavor of Fancy Chairs.
Endeavor of Fancy Chairs.
Coming to a theater near you.
Oh, gosh, can we have a graphic with us and then it's Endeavor of Fancy Chairs?
Are we the chairs or are we sitting in them?
Gearhard, quick, make a Endeavor of Fancy Chairs graphic and put our faces on it.
Can we rename our podcast?
Endeavor of Fancy Chairs.
And always record in Fancy Chairs.
That is the title of this episode, is Endeavor of Fancy Chairs.
Wait. But that's also like a good podcast.
That actually is pretty
Endeavor
good.
Of Fancy Chairs.
I kind of like it.
Discussions.
I kind of like it.
Endeavor of Fancy Chairs.
We'll return to this later.
All right.
The name discussion. Yeah, thoughts. I don't.
So here's the question. I guess it's the function of the content, right? And like, that's what's important. So like, because for example, if someone made a documentary with all aforementioned things, then we're like fine with it, right? Because that's what the Bible is, right? It's sort of a history of a dude having a thing for his half-sister and raping her, right? After asking for food to be fed from her hand. If you don't know that reference, listener, it's in the Old Testament. It's one of David's sons. And so there's that, and there's like awful stuff, right? And another, you know, someone being cut into pieces and being sent to the, you know, I don't know. There's plenty of bad content things and all aforementioned. But I suppose if it's for entertainment value, that's maybe is that the perversity of it? Is that this is for entertainment?
Yeah. Like that's why that's part of the reason it's grabbing people's attention, right?
Yeah. So because it's for entertainment?
No, like they're using the nudity and the violence to grab people's attention, right? Partially so.
Yeah.
To retain
sure.
viewers.
Like
just some people find the show more interesting because there's a lot more nudity or violence, right?
Sure. Okay, but what if so here's the thing. Nudity and violence alone do not make a good show. There's plenty of things out there that try to do that and they're bad. There's bad content that's like, we're just going to throw lots of nudity and violence and, you know, that's it. So I would even argue that the original Game of Thrones series, even though I didn't see it, as my conscience would not permit, you know, it was good because of the content of the plot and stuff and the story. That's what propelled it and made it so popular, not because there just happened to be lots of violence and nudity, right?
So, but that's what I said partially, right? Like the fact that that's still a big part of it, I don't feel too good about that.
Yeah. I don't know if my position changes. I think like...
So you would say that it's still okay?
Well, here's what I'd say. I'd say if like, okay, drink this glass of water. There's like 8 bits of glass in it. But if you just drink the top, maybe it's going to be okay. But like now, this new series is like, okay, there's like 40 bits of glass and some of them are floating at the top. And if you're really thirsty, I guess. No.
I don't know.
I just think like there's more risk involved, but like maybe like on principle, like theoretically, if let's say your reasons for watching this show have more to do with like the excellence of the show and it happens to have even more of this upscaled side stuff that maybe you tolerate that. All right, think about the marketing of sports, okay? Some people really love the game and they go to watch the game and they care about the nuances of the game and the excellence. And then they also have to market to like casual sports, you know, watcher who doesn't know, like, oh, I heard you got LeBron James on your team, me. And like, they have to market to those people to sell all their tickets. So like, they have to up this like one thing of like, oh, the star. And in order to also like offer this other thing, which is like a team that works together and like all the nuances of the actual fans of the sport, right? So if you're a fan of like good plots and subplots and lines and cinema, and maybe if you care about all that, and then they happen to do this other thing, which is like add all these unnecessary things to sell it, maybe there's still a way that you could watch that. Maybe. I'm not going to probably recommend it.
Sorry, go ahead. You have a thought.
I feel like this is partially kind of like the teenager that gets caught with like Playboy magazines in his bedroom and he's like, oh, I just read them for like the articles. I feel like that's kind of what that's like. Or like, I appreciate the good photography. Like,
but you just made Game of Thrones, the first series, a Playboy magazine.
That's partially, right? Like, I don't think Game of Thrones' objective is the same as Playboy's, right?
Endeavor
of nudity and such.
What is it? What did we call it again? Endeavor of fancy chairs.
Of fancy chairs.
All right, okay, wait. I don't agree with that. I don't think it's the same because I think of the situation that you are presenting with the teenage boy with his magazines. Like, there's literally zero other things in the magazine like, that you can actually point to and be like, oh, this is why I enjoy it. But for,
there are articles, though.
I don't know if I actually had one
when I was a kid, but there were articles, right?
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Yeah. But like, I'm just kidding. But the thing is, like, everyone knows what the point of the magazine is, right? There's no
right.
Like, there's no reason why you get that magazine except for a certain reason.
Correct.
But you can't say that about a show that uses these things as like sellers, but actually have substance backing it.
No,
like
that's true. That's true. That's a big difference.
Yeah. You're right.
But I do kind
of. It's sort of like high quality porn film versus film with lots of things that have those contents, but that's not the point. So the point of it is different. The same as the Bible has lots of objectionable content, so to speak, but the point of it is different, right? So, which is more noble than Game of Thrones, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I kind of want to bring this back to like the question, which is watching it okay in those contexts of like the ramped up bad, I'm going to put in quotes, bad things, right? So I think that my stance, and this might be a little bit off topic, so we can move on if you guys don't like what I'm saying, but like I think that in terms of a viewer, if you can honestly say that like you're still watching for the plot and like these things don't bother you, blah blah blah, that's fine. I think as a viewer, the action of watching the show is still okay and not inherently sinful. But I will say that like, and even in the making of a show called Game of Thrones, like should we really be endorsing something that is so unglorifying to God to make? So like I think that the action of viewing it, like the viewing of the show is fine. If you can honestly say that these things don't cause you to stumble, blah, blah. But I think the other side of it is like supporting a show that is really unglorifying to God in how it's made and also how it causes other people to stumble.
Sure, sure.
So that's my thought.
It's sort of the whole, even in the secular realm, there's lots of people out there who do not endorse the presence of casinos in communities, right? They don't want gambling or like strip clubs. Strip clubs, I think, easier, but even gambling. They don't want casinos in communities because of how that is documented statistically to target certain populations and really, especially poor people and people who don't have means. And it just brings down like the moral fiber of a community, right? So there's some argument to be made for, look, it doesn't even have to be a Christian thing. Like, there's plenty of people who are like, there are certain things that are just kind of bad for us.
Right.
And maybe this is one of those things. And you can argue very soundly that, like, yeah, this is just kind of a bad idea for us to be doing. So HBO doesn't really care. They want to make money. Or, you know, so maybe our writer has brought up a good point that there is something to this and to how you support the massive entertainment marketing machine. And that has power and that has sway, and so you need to like be responsible about that, I guess. So yeah, no, that's good. Thanks for that. That's a good email.
That was a good email.
Yes.
All right, what's next?
First, let's take a break.
A YouTube video recently where a college professor absolutely lost his crap on a student who yawned really loud in the background.
So what happened? What did he say?
I don't remember.
You don't remember at all?
He just lost it. Should we play it?
Would be a telegram, right? Nobody knows what a telegram is anymore because we don't use them. Who just did that? No, I want to know. Stand up. We'll stay here until either that person admits who it is or the person sitting around them tells me who it is. Who was it? Nobody knows? Let me tell you something, you guys. My bad side is as bad as my pleasant side is pleasant. All right? Don't push me that way. I like to keep things informal in here as much as possible, but understand where the difference between informal and impolite is. And I won't tolerate impolite. If I hear one more of these overly loud yawns, get up and walk the hell out. Yawn outside. Stay out of class. Whatever it is you need to do to get over it. I want to know why 220 other people in this room don't find the need to do that. And you should be asking yourself, why am I the one loser that has to do that and 220 other people know better? Don't push me to this point again. All right. Now, if that didn't ruin the tone for the rest of the class, By the way, if somebody wants to anonymously tell me who it is, please do. All right? A kilobyte.
All right. We're going to wrap up with a final mailbag question. And this also from an anonymous person.
It's less of a question. It's more of a, they forwarded us an email that they thought was very passive aggressive that they sent and was pretty funny.
All right.
So we're just going to read it. Or we're going to react.
Okay. Come on.
Okay. So apparently on Beacon Street in Boston, there's a proposal to make like a bike lane, right? So this email is to the members of the Transportation Board and to Chief Stanton, who I think is the police chief of Brookline. Dear members of the Transportation Board and Chief Stanton, I fully support the proposed parking protected bike lane on outbound Beacon Street. Furthermore, in bold, I wish to see more traffic enforcement along Beacon Street. The attached images were taken on November 11th, 2019 in a 20-minute span riding outbound on Beacon. So there's like 10 images. Six cars were stopped in the bike lane, one where there is a current parking protected lane, three in the St. Mary's proposed zone, and two further west. There were three Brookline cop cars with officers in them within two blocks of St. Mary's, none of them actively ticketing or moving the offending vehicles, representing a loss of fine revenue of $300. Remember, this was just in a 20-minute period on a low traffic volume weekend. Despite the Brookline Patrol Bike Unit website indicating 17 police bike officers, in my 5 years of commuting 8 miles on Beacon Street 3 to 4 times a week during high volume commuting hours, I've only seen one police officer on a bike on Beacon Street. I have dozens of documented bike lane violations like the ones attached from just the past 6 months and hundreds more I have witnessed. Just one officer patrolling on a bike on Beacon Street during rush hour would not only allow for a safer biking commute for all involved by removing offending cars and drivers, it would also realize thousands of dollars in fine revenue.
Oh my God.
Consider the example of the city of Toronto. He has a link to what they do. Lastly, a small anecdote from several months ago. I politely inquired of a walking parking enforcement personnel if she was about to ticket an illegally parked car just up Beacon Street from our location. Oh no, she replied. My route ends right here. See attached photos. Thank you for all your development of safer separated bike lanes over the years. Sincerely, Anonymous.
That's like strangely angry, but what kind of like...
He's right.
Fine revenue...
He's lost fine revenue. He's like trying to play. He's like, even if you don't care about my safety, you can still make money. So yeah.
Some of you listeners know who that is, but I actually asked this impassioned person because they're always they tend to sometimes be very passionate about this issue, and I was like, you should write in, and I really want to see what you tell them when you write about this. So. Anyway, all right, that wraps up this episode. We're looking forward to seeing you next time to get into more content and to dig into some of the most recent happenings that we found have been happening. I don't even know what I'm saying now. See you next time.
We're just excited to be back, guys.
Yes.